welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 198. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Man, the Beaner's here.
What up, G? How you doing, Ed?
Vacation time, motherfucker.
How you enjoying that? You sound more enthused now.
I'm fucking, man, it's bored. I want to go back to work.
Kind of, right? I get the same way, dude. I mean, I haven't been on a vacation or anything in a long time, but you feel that urge to...
It's cool, man.
Neither want to do
something. I mean, it's sleep in, sleep late, and...
Fuck, what is sleep?
Yeah, I got a lot of sleep.
So. I got to sleep in on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up at fucking 6 a.m. still. Went to lunch with the coworkers at the second job, which is fucking really cool.
Nice.
And I was on fucking Thursday. Took the day off to meet them up. They invited me for lunch. So the cafe bar crew, we went to some cool spot by the Angel Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was dope. Good food, good prices. A lot of food. I think I got just like sliders and they kicked my ass. But it was cool, dude, hanging out with them. Did you do anything exciting this weekend?
Well, we all met up Saturday to start setting up for episode 200.
Yes, we did. So we had our production meeting, I guess, and sound check.
Yes, we did.
I mean, we literally were in that room, and we're going to be at Sergio's. Sergio is the guy who does our intros to any of our new listeners. He does our intro for us straight up, and he created a bunch of the bumpers for us to in-between segment stuff, dude, so... Always dope to see that cat.
Yes,
and
it is.
And just literally, seriously setting up microphones and like, okay, how do we sound here? Or how would we sound if, you know, the best way to go about episode 200? Because we're going to have myself and, what, 2, 4, 6 guys?
7?
Maybe, no, 2.
7 counting you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Which is a grip load of people to keep reined in, but it's going to be a game show type thing.
Yes. We were trying to figure out the mics and how to set them up so everyone, we can get the best quarter we can.
I think we're going to be good, dude. But yeah, that was dope meeting him up. And I'm going to go into something he left for us.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that was Saturday chilling with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go into his Twitter love shout outs, and then I'm going to end that, and then we're going to talk about it because it's a segue into what Sergio gave us.
Okay, cool.
So Saturday night I requested off from the second job because my little sister's best friend, Nancy, that's a lot, Nancy, it was her birthday, she turned 35, she hit me up like 2 months in advance, dude, Josiah, I don't want you to miss this, her parties are always dope, dude, yeah, and I love, she's one of the friends that I have where it's like, dude, you mind if I sit in and watch you guys record, like, I don't even want to be part of the show, I want to see you guys rock a fucking show. Thank you. And so, yeah, I love her, how her and a bunch of our friends, you know, just want to jump on and just watch, you know, us in action or to play the way we get to play. So it was a dope fucking party, dude. They had a live band. It's in a bad part of Santa Ana, but her block, they all know each other. They've lived there their whole lives. So
nice.
They can play music as loud as they want, dude. Live DJ. They had fucking a live band. The DJs were playing fucking funk, hip-hop, fucking classic fucking shit. It was dope, dude.
Did you get on the dance floor?
Oh, fuck yeah, I was shaking my ass, dude.
Who did you dance with?
Okay, so
trip jealous. Out, dude. I'm jealous, but it's all right.
I was dancing not to the DJ first. I was kind of like, you know, getting into it and fucking chilling and rocking, dude. And then one of my buddy's moms came out to me when the live band was playing. I was rocking out a little more. And it was just me and a few people. Yeah, me and my sister and me and myself. I'm sorry. My sister and myself. Maybe one other chick, and then my buddy's mom or old friend's mom comes up to me, and she wants the first one to dance with me.
Okay.
So, yeah, we started up fucking the dance floor, and it was dope, dude. So, and I danced a bunch that night. I can't dance. Straight. I can't dance, dude. Am I a dancer? Fuck, no. Do I have the ability to dance? I have the ability to shake my ass, but can I dance? I'm not a dancer at all. But rocking out, just having a good time was cool, dude. Got to see everyone, all my sister's best friends, the girlfriends that, you know, we grew up with, because, you know, they would be at the house all the time.
Right.
So it was great to see them. They're all beautiful girls, and Moses was bartending that night.
Oh, nice.
So it was cool. Every time, I was kind of bar backing him, so it's like, dude, you need more ice. What else do you need? Do you need help, dude? Like, you look like you got a line. And he was at first like, no, I got it. I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it, I can shake my ass some more, dude. They had a taquero, dude, so I was fucking munching. making my rounds, mingling with everyone. And so by the end of the night, past the last 2 hours probably, it's like he needed a break. I'm like, dude, I fucking got you, dude. I'm a fucking bartender anyways, dude.
Want to make coffee?
I know, right?
You want some coffee?
I can't do lattes. Thank goodness it was a hard liquor. So they had mixers for everything. So tequila, fucking vodka, Jack. They had a good mixture. 7-7, what do you want? Dude, Jack and Coke. Just different drinks, dude. So it was really cool to help Moses out and still be like, hey, dude, don't forget to tip the fucking bartender. Like, and Moses, I was letting him keep the tips because, you know,
fuck. Yeah. That's, you know, cool.
I'm working out, dude. But it was, being bartender was fucking dope, dude. I met some fucking cool fucking people, dude.
Nice.
And some girl with bitch face was talking to me. And it was cool talking to her because I'm like, dude, I gotta tell you something, dude. You were acting like a bitch fucking with me straight up.
Oh.
And she goes, yeah. By that point, she was tipsy, so she told me, like, yeah, I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I don't want to talk to a lot, many guys right now. So,
bitch.
Dunskies. Like, put the pedigree on her and, yeah. Put her to, you know, I got a few numbers though, dude. It was cool. Nice. There was another chick that was beautiful, a little petite Asian chick, and that one was dope because she goes, I think it's really smooth the way you asked for my number.
Nice.
And I'm like, I did this stupid, cheesy thing. We're having a great conversation, we're hitting it off nicely. And I'm like, are you local or who do you know here? Like, I haven't met you before. And I just go like this to her.
What is this?
I give her my phone.
Okay.
With a phone, like, type in your phone number.
Right. Type your name and type your
phone
number.
Like, it would just, I slipped it to her, and we're still having a conversation, so yeah, what do you do? What do you like doing?
Right.
And she's like, ooh, she's got a big old smile on her face, like, you motherfucker.
Like a smile like I have right now on my face?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you know, here's, you know.
Give, oh, that's cool. That's pretty smooth, bro.
So it was cool. I had a blast, dude. Got hammered, but it was a good hammered. We Ubered it there, Ubered it back. So it was Leah, her husband, Tony, myself. We Ubered it there. Moses was already there. So by the time I was bartending, it's like, okay, fuck yeah. I've been drinking enough beer, so let's mix some fucking vodka cranberries for myself. It was
nice,
dope.
Dude,
it was a great fucking
Speaking
weekend.
Of your sister, I saw her again at the gym.
Did you dog her again?
No, she came over and she's all like, I guess I look like I was dying.
People.
I was fucking,
shit.
She's like, it's okay. It's going to get better. And I'm like, what? I was doing a little lifting, but I was had my head down, fucking drenched in sweat.
She was giving you a pep talk.
Yeah, it was cool. It's all right, Adam. It'll get better.
Oh,
and I'm all like, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. I go, yeah, dude. I did the hill.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're the on incline. The walking?
The incline, yeah.
It goes up and down. Like, yeah. I felt like
you
I was walking
that, yeah.
Mount Everest. It felt
like
but it was good. It kept going up and down. That's the way the program works, but
it's great cardio, dude.
It helps me. It really makes me sweat a lot when I'm
good.
When I'm walking incline.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm happy for you.
It
I'm
was good,
dude.
It was good.
It's very cool, man.
Very cool.
All right, you ready to hit it, dude? We're gonna hit some. We're gonna have a lot of content on this show, dude. And it's not us. It's all of our listeners for the most part.
Sweet.
First of all, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes?
100 episodes.
Episode 98. We entitled # Tyrion Sailboat.
Oh, my Margo hates this. She got. Wow. If you guys want to know why my wife hates it and why I said that
it
in
makes
bed.
Perfect sense.
In bed.
Because it makes sense to
it
me.
It does make sense.
Yeah, guys, it's a great story. It's a
Listen
fucking
to
hilarious
it.
Story. What not to say.
And yes, that bed. Episode is on our website, 98.
Johnny, yeah, we'll get to him, dude. Episode 98, it was Man the Beaner and App for the Villain play catch-up. We hit with the fuck news. Firework took his eye out. Man blames himself. Man loses hand in 4th of July accident.
This must have happened on 4th of July.
This one recorded July 2nd, dude, but we were reading an article already. We hit # gnarly true stories from the crew.
Nice.
Which I don't know what the public service announcement may be.
Maybe our finger thing.
We hit sex facts. Are you holding back from orgasm, women? We hit comic news, Marvel, DC, Image Comics, film, TV show news. San Diego Comic Con news. Yeah, try us on this one. We were actually there. Mm-hmm. We recorded a lot, dude. Back to the Future news. Comic reviews. Deathstroke number 7. Black Hood number 5. Infinity Gauntlet. Secret Wars number 2, which I like. Book of the Week. We Are Robin number 1, which was great. Spawn number 253. Punisher number 19. Book of the Week. Downloads on iTunes, Stitcher, or click link in bio. Okay, man. That's what we spoke about 100 episodes ago.
Nice.
The love we got from Facebook, dude. Eric Lopez. I mentioned him by last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, dude. We've been texting back and forth for a bit. He's one of our listeners. He's from Oklahoma, dude. He's Miguel Garza's boy or cousin.
Yeah, it's my brother.
So we've been texting back and forth, just random stupid shit. He hit me up out of the blue with a text, dude. It's a slightly motivational speaker. When everyone is depressed and you are too, but you try to cheer them up. So I guess off of our downer episodes where it's like, you know, you felt bad about... I really enjoyed last week's episode.
It was good.
Yeah. I thought we did a great job, and you did a great job, dude.
Yes, we did.
So, thanks a lot. He says, always a good listen. Hashtag commute to work. Oh, also I'm in Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, cool,
so
cool.
I'm like, that's where it was, motherfucker. I knew it. Podcaster MG hits us up. Listen to my boys at work at For the Villain, that Mem Demeanor. Already cracking me up. Keep up the secret, bro. Don't know what that is.
Secret juice? Secret?
Caleb Valera, Johnny. He says, I was able to hear on Podbean. Thank you for all the shout-outs. My sales rep, like you guys from For Sure, had to explain what a podcast was first, though. LOL. 3 weeks out, do you have the bit? I'm sorry. Do you have the bit? Oh, man. Episode 200 planned out. Sorry about that. Also mentioned the prize winning from a past episode that he's still old. So, yes. He won one of our sweepstakes or giveaways. A Yoda pop vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do have the pop vinyl still. So, Johnny, whenever I see you, I still have, like, maybe 5 shirts left over, too, that I owe people. Like, our listeners, like, deserve our shirts, dude. So, yeah. We do have Comic Syndicate shirts.
We do. Yeah. We just need to get them out.
Last one is going to be interesting, dude, and it's going to segue into somewhere else, dude. So, it might be a little bit of a bummer. Bear with me. Lupe Orozco on Facebook says, Freedom Vapes also has a good online customer service. They even called me the first time I placed an order. Does that 10% apply to online purchasing? And then she says, you guys didn't miss anything at San Diego Comic-Con. I went for one day, and my only highlight was meeting Steve Orlando.
Okay.
And then she goes further, Linkin Park's In the End was a song my brother Mo loved to listen to because of the lyrics, especially the section. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. My song is Crawling. It's going to be a year next month since he passed away. So just best wishes to you during this time, Lupe. It's always tough, especially, you know, the anniversaries like that. So best of love and wishes to your family, dude. She says, I want to say Bennington's death for some reason hit me harder than Chris Cornell's. Tears run when I hear the Linkin Park song's Hybrid Theory. I try to share the podcast as much as I can, but I hardly have any followers to share them with. That makes two of us.
Is that Loops?
Yeah.
Loops, get some friends.
But I hardly have any followers to share with. And Adam, you vape all you want.
Oh.
Okay. Now, goes back to what we did. Our 200 meeting.
Yes.
Okay, you prep that. And listeners, I'm going to tell you right now. When I tell you, put your headphones on, your speakers down 3-4 notches lower. Because Sergio said in production meeting, he's grubbing. We're all chit-chatting, just catching up. And Sergio said, I have something that's going to win fucking Tim back.
Okay.
And I'm like, who the fuck is Tim?
Tim Brady, bitch.
Oh, Tom.
Tom Brady. Tom. God damn it.
Tim, wait, Tim or Tom?
Anyway, he said Tom. That's why I said Tom Brady. Tom.
And I'm like, who the fuck is Tom? So yeah, Adam, of course, busted that line, which I probably killed.
Tom Brady.
And I'm like, he goes, and then Sergio answers, he goes, dude, Tom is the dude that complained a few episodes back where he said, the vaping is too much, and I'm like, yeah, but is it that bad? And Adam always fights, like, it's not bad.
Fuck you. It's not that bad.
Okay, guys. So let me know when you're ready to go.
Again, okay. Adam
go,
eating his...
It. Go for it.
Adam eating his words, and here's why. So
okay, guys. So put your... No joke. Your headphones lower, and yeah, we'll explain. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Job and... All right, cool, man. So why we give what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Would you give up sex or the internet first?
Oh, I remember that one.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Caster MG Miguel hit us up earlier today. Next one's going to be on Snapchat now. Dude, this is all who hit us up because it's, again, rare. I mean, that's to hear in your ears like a press reset and not everything's going to fucking LOL or laughing. He would not identify remain hospital like so fast because, you know, it's... I got to keep... But you want to convey outgoing confidence, which will give her 100% of your attention. I wish that was true. So show her, which is going to happen soon.
So... That
was hilarious.
Was, guess I might vape
this
too
was
much?
Hilarious because I'm rolling. Adam, I look over at Adam, he's like, That's not funny.
That's not funny. I mean, and it's funny. Joe's talking normal.
I'm immune to it by now.
Right? And then, like, and that's only the first segment. That's only 20 minutes.
Even more funny. So I'm like, Sergio, how many episodes did that take you? Did you have to go through? He goes, dude, that was one episode. That was the first segment.
Well,
first segment.
Freedom Vape hooked me up. They heard it, and they said, you know what? We can help you out. We'll give you this other vape, and it's a lot less sound. So I've been vaping it for the couple past episodes, and people are saying that it's a lot better.
Yeah, and it was funny, dude, because one of my homegirls at the office, she's IT, dude, Erin. She's a big MMA fan, dude, so she went to Danny Kaye's for the fights.
Oh,
and she said there were some guys podcasting.
At the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So she said she was talking to the producer, and they were like, yeah, dude, do you want to come on? They were, like, live streaming their podcast, so they do YouTube-type stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's a podcast, dude. So she's very knowledgeable. So once she sat down with them, I'm like, dude, you got to let me know what episode or send me
like
the link.
Like, for, like, UFC, like, yeah, fighting?
Live.
No, she educated.
Oh, she's a huge MMA fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
So she knows what she's talking about, nice, dude. And I know my MMA, dude, but honestly, I work all the time on the weekends, and I've missed out on
a lot. It was a sad fucking fight. It was a good fight, but it was sad.
That's what I heard. Now, the whole card I heard was actually pretty, pretty good, too, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean...
So, but yeah, dude, so she said she's got invited on their podcast, dude. So now...
Okay.
That's fucking dope. Now, speaking of podcasts, dude, if you want to set it up, I'll give the setup for another one we're going to play. We're going to play Cut Snips. Dude, when you guys write the show for us... is dope. We haven't done this in a long time.
This is kind listeners. Of like us back to the listeners.
Yeah, completely. Type deal. Completely. So, I mean, this is a big thank you to you guys. And we're not even done with fucking... We haven't even started the show yet.
It's fine with me.
I like it. Okay, so again, thank you guys. Okay, so the next one's going to be the 2OC podcast, dude. Anton and Alan, dude. Dope fucking guys, dude. There are one of them's from Orange County, obviously. The other one's from Orange County, Florida, is Anton.
Oh, wow.
Dope guys, best friends, so...
They Skype over?
They do Skype.
Oh, that's cool.
And Anton is always traveling back and forth, so he was in Orange County last week. No, I'm sorry, about a month ago. Was unable to meet him. He's one of the guys in the fantasy... in the movie draft, summer movie draft we do that Alan sets up. Never met the dude in person yet.
Oh, wow.
I only met him on Skype.
Nice.
But cool cats, and their podcast is good, worth checking out, worth listening to.
Yes, if you want to listen to them, I actually put up their feed.
Oh, dope. Yes,
on our website, but go to their website and listen to their stuff. And
yeah, they have their own, the 2OC website. I believe it's just the 2OC.net or something like that.
Yes, and then their episodes are all on our site, on our front page.
Go to thecomicsyndicate.com and just scroll down. You're going to find a few podcasts that we... love, you know,
critical thinking's on there,
dude. Yeah, we got to put Bearded Underachievers.
Yeah, just give me you guys' feed
of the podcast, and we have no problem putting you guys up and even plugging you, because I listen to the 2OC, I listen to fucking Critical, dude. So this is Anton and Alan. I thought this was really dope, dude.
Here we go.
Hey, the Combat Syndicate, this is Alan,
and this is Anton.
We're from the 2OC podcast, and we just want to congratulate you on your 200th episode.
Yay!
Congrats, guys! Knock off the vaping.
I would like to congratulate you guys on your 200th episode, and also thank you, Josias, for pushing us to create our own podcast called the 2OC. Because of you, we have an awesome show and awesome friends from a different channel talking about amazing things, and we're inspired every single week listening to your podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys, for the support you've given us, and we just want to return the favor. Always great to have people in our lives that share the passions we have for geek stuff. Congrats, guys!
And that's the 2OC.
Yes, it is. Thank you guys
Anton
so much.
And Alan, dude. Yeah, dope, dude. We appreciate it, dude. So, yeah, dude. I always encourage people just in general anyways, dude, so that they actually did it and started their own podcast. It's dope. And their sound quality is dope.
It is, dude. I mean, maybe we can set something up on Skype once I YouTube definitely. It and
so
figure
guys,
it out.
If you guys listen to any of these podcasts, let them know, like, hey, dude, I found you guys because the Comic Syndicate, Josias, at For the Villain, that asshole. Sent us over. Mem the Beaner sent me over to check you guys out. So, again, micro all these podcasts, just let them know, hey, dude, we heard you guys on the Comic Syndicate. So,
all right. Sure.
We still got a little bit more to go, dude. So, first job, main job, the office. Mm-hmm. We've been fucked. One of our girls moved back to Long Island. I've mentioned this on the podcast.
Long Island? I can't even do an accent.
Long Island? No, I don't
know. Long Island.
East Coasters. But so she moved back, and RG and I, even Carl, have been fucked. It's just one less person that we have at the office. So long days for the most part, dude. Mm-hmm. Some days can be shitty. Some days can be we can be slammed. Some days we can be fucked. So we finally got a girl yesterday, 2 months later, and I trained her. So the first totally trained her. Apparently scared her off. No, just kidding. Just kidding. So trained her. She did orientation for 2 hours. I got her at 10 o'clock, and it's like, all right, let's get to it. So trained her. She was engaging, asking questions. She was picking stuff up. She was writing a lot of notes and just, again, asking questions. So we were doing good, dude.
Nice. Like,
what time do you want to go to lunch? You know.
So should I pull out now or
12:30? 12:30. I'm like, yeah, no rock and roll. Just come back in an hour, dude. Make sure you take your full hour.
12:30 p.m.
P.m. So lunchtime.
Okay.
1:30. I'm like, okay.
Cool. Oh, this is your first job.
This is first. Yeah, the
first
office.
Job. Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool.
This happened yesterday. Okay. So I look at 2 o'clock. I'm like, I'm like, ask Carl. So when should we start getting worried? What time should stay?
Fuck that, like, Josias. That motherfucker.
Everyone's been busting my balls at the office.
God, I hate that motherfucker.
Like, no, fuck me. It's not me. It's you assholes.
No, she fucking drove into a tree to get away from your ass, bro.
Probably.
She's all like,
I have that sense of personality. Guys,
she did not come back. I'm guessing.
Yeah. So now we're back to being fucked. She never came back. Never came back.
Now see, if I was at Joe's house, I would never come back. But I gotta stay here. So Joe keeps showing up. Just kidding,
keep
bro.
Keep on locking the door. I'll keep jumping in the window, dude. Last thing I'm going to have.
I can't believe she didn't show up.
She showed up, but she bailed.
Did you call her? Did you?
So, yeah, Carl is a supervisor. He ended up hitting up the temp agency she came from, and they had not heard from her.
Was she alive?
We did not hear from anything from the temp agency until maybe till 10 o'clock this morning, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, yeah, she just said, what the fuck? She didn't feel comfortable going back.
Wow.
But I'm a good trainer, and it's like I was giving her softball, fucking complete, like T-ball fucking.
Where you're like leaning over with your hand on her tit.
It was complete. Okay, we deal with foreclosures, dude. So I've given her the T-ball fucking files. It's like, bitch, you don't even know what a fucking. You don't even want to deal or know what a fucking fucked up file looks like.
Right.
Like when you got to email fucking clients and fucking everyone else, and it's like, oh, fuck. If this goes wrong, this is going to come down on our asses. We deal with files like that, dude.
Wow.
So she never came back. And with T-ball, dude, so fuck her.
Okay. All right.
We're not done yet, dude.
Motherfucker.
I put up a Twitter poll, dude. This one I don't know if you saw, dude.
I don't think I did.
The Comic Syndicate Twitter poll time. When you listen to podcasts, what do you look for the most? Which genre do you prefer?
Okay.
Okay, do you want to know what it ended off on? Or the midpoint. Let's go what it ended off on.
Okay.
I put comedy humor, one. Sports, number two. Written storytelling, third option. News, current events, fourth option.
Okay.
Now, or what do you like?
Like, what
I do you normally look for or listen to?
Articles? Like, no, I like sports. So I go with sports, I guess.
I would go all of them minus written storytelling. Like, we don't write stories.
Right.
And there are podcasts that write out full episodes like it's a skit or something like
you
that.
You wouldn't listen to someone reading a book on a podcast?
No, like, that's more audible type audiobooks. Okay. I would, but it's the content has to be there.
Because there's a guy, the Reading Rainbow guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is what I've been wanting to listen to.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's
well, he good. Was the he's fucking...
He's a fucking Reading Rainbow LeVar Star Burton, Trek motherfucker. Yeah.
So
the blind guy.
Everyone our age, we're 36, 37. So everyone that grew up our age and even younger knows him.
God, I wish I had the music for it.
We're older. Right?
Right.
So, okay, here are the answers, though, that people gave. The end of the Twitter poll was comedy humor. 50% of people search out humor podcasts.
For sure.
14% of people search out sports podcasts.
Bam.
That's MMA. That's across the board. Sports, hockey, whatever it might be. Written storytelling went from 0% to 18%.
Wow.
I didn't know that many people in general. News, current events, 18%.
Okay.
So it's varied all over the place. And I've been liking these polls because it's just random shit I come up with. Like, all right, let's get a response.
That's good, dude.
People view things. Last shout out is going to be Freedom Vapes, dude. They're good to us, dude. I got to go in to see them in a bit. But yeah, we're short on time, so let's see what we got going, man.
We got some Facebook real quick. We sent out the thing.
Itself. I like it, dude.
So yeah, Manny.
Okay, we'll read it. We'll read it because my brother's answer is pretty fucking cool.
You want me to read Manny's?
Okay, so Adam put up, "Hey, you lazy motherfuckers. We go live in 400 minutes. If you want us to plug anything besides your mother's or want us to talk shit on anything, hit us up at Josiah Seven." Okay, I get back to you right off the bat.
Laughing my ass off.
Okay. First person that hits us up, go for it.
This is Manny. Talk about the stock market and the Trump cabinet. So where is the next fantasy football league starting? When is it?
Okay.
Where? When? Yeah, when is it?
Okay.
Let's not talk about stock or Trump.
Yeah, and my brother Jonathan, my older brother, just responded to him on top of that. Football season is around the corner, biatch. Also, fuck Trump.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Also,
today's storm, what the fuck? GOT, maybe
that's
I say snow.
Game of Thrones, my friend.
Oh, that is Game of Thrones. Maybe I saw say snow and Khaleesi hook up.
I should have read this one.
Okay,
those are characters from the episode from the show.
Oh, okay.
I believe they probably are gonna hook up, which is pretty awesome.
Okay,
make some beautiful babies. That is all for now. Time for meds. So
yeah, dude, that's my older brother, dude. Fucking this guy's fucking dope, dude. So I like he answered us. We're not gonna talk about fucking. Okay, we don't talk about politics on here. Like,
or I don't know shit about stock markets either.
Stock market, yeah, I can. It's shit we don't want to talk about. We try to be more comedic than anything.
We will go with the fantasy football and when the next fantasy football league is starting. Yeah. We've already started it, my Manny.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude.
We have already filled up.
Manny, I think you might be late because we actually put up about a month and a half ago, like, the first 12 people that hit me up.
Manny,
on
I'm already
Facebook,
winning.
Instagram,
Manny.
I know. Right?
I'm already like, up.
We're on next season already, dude. Where have you been hiding?
Come on, bro. All right, you know, he's been watching his Mexico feeds.
All right, dude. All right. Now I got two short articles, but do we even have time now?
Let's see.
This whole fucking show wrote itself, dude.
Ooh, we got about 4 minutes, my
All
friend.
All right, dude. Number one, mom used breast milk and brownies for a bake sale. And
I wonder how that would taste.
I'm curious.
I wonder. I think I would
I've never tasted breast milk before, honestly, dude. I kind of want to. Just know what it tastes like.
So you have to go bang some pregnant chick, dude.
Okay, technically, I guess the gist of this is it's bodily fluids, so that's why everyone's getting upset. Which technically, yeah, because if you spit in something or jizz in something, it's bodily fluids.
Right.
Do you really want it? If it came from a chick, I wouldn't mind.
I don't know. Listeners, if you're banging someone that's pregnant and tasted their milk, tell us how it tastes.
This one's going to be a short one too, dude. I'm not even going to read through these, dude. Firefighters rescue. I love this. I don't know why I love it so much. Firefighters rescue Ohio woman entangled by boa constrictor. Sheffield Lake, Ohio. An Ohio woman called 911 in a panic Thursday afternoon with ample reason. A 5.5-foot-long boa constrictor she had rescued a day earlier had wrapped itself around her neck and was biting her face and wouldn't let go.
What the fuck? Yep.
So she calls up. Please hurry, the frightened woman told a dispatcher. He's biting my nose. The dispatcher sent firefighters and police to the woman's home in Sheffield Lake, a community about 25 miles west of Cleveland in Lorain County. I've never heard of this before. The dispatcher is heard saying in a recording of the woman's call. Rescuers arrived within minutes and found that the woman lying in the bloody driveway of her home. The snake holding tight just as she described. The firefighter cut off the snake's head with a pocket knife.
Nice.
And the 45-year-old woman, who hasn't been identified, was taken by ambulance to a hospital for treatment. Okay.
Wow.
I love that so much, dude. I love that so much.
I got this thing around my neck, and it's...
I can't.
Ma'am, how are you talking to me if you can't breathe? I don't know.
Okay, last one is going to be Chinese woman undergoes plastic surgery to evade $3.7 million debt.
Oh, my God.
That happened in Shanghai. A 59-year-old woman from the central Chinese city of Wuhan transformed her appearance through plastic surgery in order to avoid 25 million yuan, which is $3.71 million, of personal debts.
Wow.
So straight up
it reminds me of
a
show they did that where it was
Face
a,
Off?
No, it was a show on Spike, and it was with these two doctors, plastic surgeons, and this gangster kept bothering them. And then they said, you need to change my face because I'm wanted or whatever. So I said, fuck it. He was kind of like, you know, blackmailing him. So they changed his face, But they put his face as one of the number one on the
idiot
most wanted list. Wanted,
that sucks.
So when he goes to the airport, they get him. Yeah, dude, it was fucking badass, bro.
That's fucked up. I like it, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, guys, this is one of those three episodes where you guys literally wrote the show for us. We didn't even get to go in depth on anything, really. We were all over the place. But again, it's all you listeners. So first half an hour is normally dedicated to everything else. You guys are part of that, too. So
cool. Commercials. For me.
Commercials, hold on. Last thing I want to say is we're going to hit episode 200 in two more episodes. Fuck me. That's like, I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yes.
We want you guys, listeners, to talk about any stories. Hit us up from the past year that you guys would like to share. Hit us up with any episodes, your favorite episodes, segments, stories that we've shared throughout the year that this one really stood out to me. I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed that. That comic sounded cool.
Yes.
You guys talking shit on this, it made me laugh. Share stories with us. You guys have 2 weeks, and I'll read those on air.
Episode. If you want to record like our buddies at the OC did,
yes,
we'll throw that on 200 for sure.
A montage would be dope, dude.
So yeah. You know, giving props just or even propping your show.
Yeah, or whatever you guys have, dude. Definitely send us recordings or even record yourselves, listeners, on your phone. Send us a link to it or put it somewhere we can find it, where we can grab
download it.
Yeah. All right, commercial.
Cool. Go to the website, thecomicssyndicate.com. You'll find two banners, lots of banners, and the orange one is Amazon. If you're buying anything from Amazon, click on that, bookmark it on your computer, and that way when you buy anything, we get a little piece of whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you any of the more money or anything like that. Amazon just kicks it down to us. Audible is really good. I've been listening to a lot of books on there. You get a free 30 days for signing up. We get
to read more.
Yeah, well, if you're driving so much, it's really good. It's only like, I think for like one book, I think it's like $12 a month or something. And then if you don't like it, you can always switch it out. But there's so many good stuff out there right now. Stephen King, we got Anne Rice, Terry Brooks, all these good stuff out there. You could just listen to on your way in traffic.
Awesome. Everyone who has jumped on, we actually are picking up equipment as we speak.
Dude. We are waiting. Yeah, we picked up some headphones and so we're waiting for some more stuff.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. We love and appreciate that you guys have been helping us out. You guys have been keeping the lights on, seriously.
Yes.
We don't pay for anything anymore.
No.
Minus shit outside the podcast.
Yes, I mean,
that's pretty much it. Everything's going back into the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Go to Google Play. Anywhere you guys can find podcasts, type in The Comic Syndicate. Subscribe to the podcast more than anything. Find us, rate us, subscribe, share us more than anything.
Cool.
Thanks, guys. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to The Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we are back.
Comic Talk.
I hope my vaping has not killed anybody's ears.
Guys, let me know what you guys thought about that clip, because I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was bullshit. I think Serge is fucking around too much. I think he put in some other stuff in there.
Was talking about Aaron, homegirl, came over yesterday. And so we're talking, and then she told me about this podcast thing after we're talking about work. So I sit in a triangle with, I can see RG, and I can see Carl, and we have a triangle always shooting the shit. So she sits down right between us, and then it goes into podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then Carl starts busting her balls, but in turn was busting my balls, because he's like, who the fuck does podcasts? Like, who would want to do a podcast?
Wow.
So busting my balls is really good, but no, I'm cool with it anyways. Dude. And then she goes, and she mentions something, and she goes, I don't know, man, like your boy at Mem the Beaner always fucking vaping all the time. And then RG starts laughing. He goes, oh, so you've heard?
Wow.
And then RG says, he kind of says it like Darth Vader.
See?
So, okay.
I like that. I like that better.
Yeah, so it was fun and funny, dude. But, all right, dude, let's get to it, dude. We're going to try to kill this real quick, dude. Robotech movie is in works. Dana, I'm down with that.
Robotech.
Yeah. I'm down with it as long as there's a good director. It's by Sony, though.
Well, fuck. I'm trying to remember Robotech.
Robotech is
Terminator?
No,
that's kind of...
Kind of like Voltron.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like robots that transform into jets and shit and intergalactic.
Okay.
Civil War.
That is a cartoon? Okay.
It's a cartoon, dude. I'm okay, cool, cool. Fox is Mega Man targets Catfish filmmakers. Mega Man movie.
Wait, the Catfish guys that made the show?
No, the movie. So, Paranormal Activity and those guys.
Mega Man?
As long as it's good, dude. I don't know if it's going to be a live action, but give me a good animated movie.
I love Mega Man.
Same. Dave Bautista in talks for Valiant's Eternal Warrior film.
Dude.
He would be good as Eternal Warrior.
Yeah, I think he would. It's just Drax, but like fucking not all veiny and stupid.
But an ass kicker in like a hermit.
His acting has got so much better.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Next one's going to be Sony's Bloodshot eyes Jared Leto for a lead role. Also a Valiant fucking base.
Wow, they're coming out with some movies. Yeah,
right, dude. So I'm down with that too, dude. Jared Leto's a fucking dope fucking
Yeah.
Guy. Next one's going to be James Cameron wants to reinvent Terminator with a new trilogy. He's the one who originally did Terminator. Behind it, I think it could do good and reinvent it, though. It's what I'm worried about, dude. But
right.
Next one, we didn't get to talk about, dude. San Diego Comic-Con news. Fox developing Doctor Doom movie.
Ooh, okay.
By Legion and Fargo creator Noah Hawley. How do we feel about this?
Doom.
We love the fuck out of Doom. We love villains for the most part. But how do you feel about it? It's still Sony. That's the kicker.
God, Fox. They wish they could get rid of those fuckers, but...
Yeah. And then also Fox's Ina Franklin Richards Fantastic Four spinoff as well.
Okay, okay.
Not bad.
But still Sony.
Still Sony. That's Fox.
Oh, okay, okay.
So interesting. As long as it's written good, the dialogue, everything is there, even the acting, I would fucking love, dude. So, DC Talk is Warner Brothers developing a Harley Quinn versus Joker film.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I like their animated movies, so.
Yeah, but this is an actual film.
So oh, film. Oh. You know what? DC's just doing stupid shit, so why not?
Yeah, I guess the only good news is DC Entertainment Universe. Batman family of films will follow the comics blueprint. So as long as they stay true to the Bat family.
Okay.
You know, that would be great for them because they need fucking something like
that. Well, it's Batman a beautiful fucking blueprint for them to follow. Right.
And last one, this was bummer news, dude. Batman the Animated Series voiceover director Andrea Romano retires. Now, not a lot of people know her, but she's the straight-up voice actor, voiceover director, so she's in the room with all the actors, with Mark Hamill, with everyone, and, like, okay,
she's
bring
like,
your tone down, or be more somber, or, and...
She retires?
She's retired, yeah.
Come on!
So, anyways, that's all I got. Yeah, fuck it, rock it, wherever you want to go. Man.
Okay, so I've been reading, I bought the Mark Waid Daredevil.
Love Mark Waid.
2011 run or 2013. I don't remember what number, but I love it. It's 1-27.
Okay.
I'm a 19
good
right
job.
Now.
You're breezing through it.
So I'm just gonna give you a quick overview of what's going on. So a hard drive that has so much dirt on all the crime families is what this short arc. Well, not even short arc. Long arc. It goes throughout the whole 19 that I'm still on.
Yeah, and Mark Waid is good at the long game.
Yeah.
So is Scott Snyder, dude.
Yeah, they're really good. We're going to have...
Hickman, I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said Ann Hickman.
Hickman is, like, I think the best because he'll put one motherfucker in the beginning and you won't see him until the very end. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to the review. We're going to have some team-ups in here, some backstabbing in this review. So let's get started. With the hard drive that Daredevil has taken, and now it's hiding it. The hard drive is not a regular USB hard drive like we have in our fucking backpacks, but part of a Fantastic Four specialty made from the uniform Reed Richards has made and can hold up to who knows how much data into this material. Daredevil hides it fucking in his office, and we get the Spider-Man and some Black Cat interaction here. Black Cat was paid to steal it. Mm-hmm. She and Daredevil had a close to a one-night stand, but something came up and Daredevil had to leave with some blue balls.
Yeah, but Daredevil has banged her before.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. Has he?
He's banged everyone in the
Yeah, world. he's banged a lot of chicks.
Him and Wolverine have banged the most fucking broads in the Marvel Universe.
Honestly. Okay. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Well, the difference between them is everyone dies from after
That's the only thing Wolverine. That sucks, dude. Yeah.
So Black Cat finds a drive, but doesn't steal it, but leaves him a note saying, you need to get a better place to hide this fucking thing. All five major crime families are after Daredevil, but Matt is smart about it and knows that one won't try to steal it from the other without forcing a fucking war between all three families. That lasts for about a couple months. Daredevil needs help getting rid of this drive in a way that will satisfy everyone that's been destroyed.
Yeah.
So he asks Spider-Man and Frank Castle to help him. You know, Frank Castle is Punisher. Castle has a partner that just like him has a very bloody painful past.
Yes, yeah.
And then they set it up where they're gonna.
That's a great team up too, dude. These are all street level fucking characters: Spider-Man, Frank Castle, and fucking Matt.
And they're all different.
Oh, completely.
They're all different.
Daredevil doesn't kill, although he will. Peter Parker won't kill. Frank Castle, fuck it.
Kills.
He would kill.
And his partner, no hesitation. She's had a bad life where she was getting married. They all had a massacre, so she has the same pain as Castle. So, anyways, she ends up stealing the fucking hard drive.
Okay.
Daredevil kind of walks her down, like, hey, you know what? Give me the fucking thing. I know you're hurting. Well, I'll bang you later. You know, let's just do this. So, he gets it back and he thanks everybody and he hides it again and. It kind of breaks from there for a little bit. We get some this thing leads him into a lot of trouble. Just this hard drive.
Mm.
We have interactions with Dr. Doom, not Doom himself, but more his henchmen.
Okay.
Where they fucking take him. They're like, you know, this thing's fucking up our money.
Okay.
You know, this thing also fucks him over with his buddy Foggy. Mm. They have a mean breakup over this and. Someone's stealing his dad's bones, remains. We got some of Mole Man in there. A lot of characters that maybe you don't see that much or read about.
Which
Mole
Mark
Man.
Reed is so good.
Yeah, we got some...
About using.
Some good characters that I, you know... That
helped the story progress too, then.
Yes. So I'm still at 19. I should be able to read it by the rest of it by next week. Maybe I'll tell you what's going on from 1927.
Yeah, let's know how that wraps up, dude. I've read most of these, so it's not new to me, but the old school refresher is good, man.
Yes, if you want to go in and buy that, you can go on Amazon. You can find it.
Go to thecomicsyndicate.com, then click on the Amazon.
Then click on it. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to hit All-Star Batman number 11. Anyone that was catching us on Snapchat, dude, it's the first Ally Part 2, Scott Snyder's the writer. Raphael Albuquerque has some sick fucking art on this, dude. Starts off with Alfred in the Batcave with his inner monologue. My son doesn't believe in death. He doesn't. And he recollects what Bruce had him do after Endgame on kind of keeping his mind... still linked to, like, a machine, which sounds terrible, but it's Bruce Wayne, like, there still have to be fucking protocols out there. So, Bruce Wayne actually came up with the plan to keep himself alive forever. I know, hear it out, though. Waking up every 27 years to go back to work.
Whoa.
Fully healed and, like, okay, it's time to go to work again. It's time to go to work. There always has to be a Batman, he feels.
Okay.
It's really weird, though, because then they're called the Alfred Protocols. And then it jumps into the previous comics, the ending where Bruce Wayne is surviving a boat attack after getting attacked during a meeting where he's on the trail of the man that killed one of the head guys from the previous issue. We see Bruce ballsy as he normally is, but now kind of stupid because he's on a boat and the leader of this boat, or the pirate ship, I guess, and Scott Snyder is writing this like it's a pirate story, and straight up, it's a pirate story. So really cool, because this is the ballsy and stupid part, because these guys are after him, and the leader of this fucking boat, this ship, have the waters infested with fucking alligators. And Bruce has a bunch of guys on his ass, and he has the option, okay, these guys are coming at me quick with guns. Do I fucking try to fight? Yeah, a bunch of bullets, or try to survive in the water. So he jumps in, he gets attacked. He's able to survive, but that's when Alfred goes to work. He realizes, like, fuck, Bruce is in trouble. So he goes tries to save Bruce. It's really dope. Dude, I love Raphael Albuquerque.
His art is fucking beautiful, dope, right, dude?
Yeah, I've always loved it, dude. And he does his own inking too, dude. So it's really cool, dude. Keeping out for that bay, they start shooting his ship, but then we see something totally different play out in this scene with the crocodiles. Okay, so now as he watches this goes down, Alfred gets flashbacks of his own upbringing, which is kind of his origin, and how resentful he was growing up without his dad. And then it jumps into what happened to Bruce, calling him Batman. Now, interesting. Now, it's going to make sense, asking Bruce about the Genesis engine. So now this jumps back to current now, what's happening right now. So now the Penguin is able to snare Bruce Wayne loose, because it's Bruce Wayne. He's not Batmaned out. Penguin is making a deal with Bruce, where he's telling him, we'll help you find this Genesis engine only if you destroy it. And then you ask yourself, fuck, is he playing Batman? And then we get more flashbacks now. When Bruce sets his mind to something, there's no dissuading him, and this is Alfred's inner monologue. As we see Alfred's days in the armed services going on missions, stings, operations. It's really cool to see this from Alfred, because we barely fucking see this from Alfred at all, dude. So it's really cool going through his adulthood, still resenting his father. We see his father still working for the Waynes, so his dad pretty much worked with the Waynes. Saw Bruce get born, and all the while, Alfred, we kind of get the sense like, fuck, you weren't there for me for this bastard fucking kid. So the resentment aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool, though, dude. Okay, so now seeing the similarities between the two is just dope to see. Story goes on, and he's meeting a man named Briar, and this is still his flashback. Alfred's flashback, dude. And he gets hit up to be something more. Like, he was Secret Service. So now he gets offered a job from Briar, which is interesting. And I'll go into that, because the next issue is going to go into that, too. So it's odd to see the conversation between Alfred and Hush still. So now Penguin has Bruce Wayne. He gives Bruce Wayne the intel, like, I'll tell you exactly where this Genesis engine is going next. And it's really odd to see the conversation go between Alfred and Hush still in their custody, where Alfred realizes that he just got played by this certain villain. Now, it's really cool, because this one, actually, it'll jump in now, in a bit, dude. It's really cool. Batman gets really rocked in this fucking issue, dude. It's more about Alfred more than anything. His days in the Secret Service. Him becoming a warrior. Him becoming a war fucking war cat. And then him doing such a good job where it's like, yeah, we need you on some extra secret mission where we want you to become something more.
Nice.
Which is, again, the parallels between Alfred and Batman. And I'll go into some in dialogue right now. So All-Star Batman number 12, The First Ally, Part 3. This one starts off with the aftermath now. Batman talking to Tiger Shark in this fucking boat ship still now. Batman has just got rocked by a new villain that has these fucking blades that is able to slice up Batman cake. And he even explains it. Scott Snyder always does a great job of, oh, did that hurt? Yeah, these fucking blades can cut through anything because XXX. And that's Scott Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
He's really descriptive about how this could or could not work. Really cool, dude. It's really cool. The main villain is his chest, his wrist ripped open, and he sees his own heart. He's freaking out. So Bats is now trying to save this sinking vessel now, after he's getting his ass kicked completely. But it's dope to see how Batman just assesses the situation always, and he's like, okay, fuck, how many toes do we have, and where the fuck are they at? I can still save these fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
That's Batman always trying to figure a way out. But it's cool. He figures out, okay, let me tie the toes to the torpedo to fire them out. Alfred, Penny One, come in. I need you to scream. He's like, excuse me? He's like, no. And again, the way Scott Snyder describes it, we're on a submarine. Submarines, they're built on radar. And if it wasn't radar, it's people screaming in ships where the echoes come out. And mm-hmm. That's how...
You find them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I need you to pull out. Or just scream for me as loud as you can. Scream for all the times I didn't listen to you, the times you wish I'd never started the mission in the first place. It's really cool. So that's what happens prior issue. Skip that one, go to the next issue, go up on top and jump to the next one so you can see where I'm going. And then it's really cool, dude. So now we see Batman barely surviving this explosion. And we get more flashbacks from Alfred now. Again, once again getting asked what the mark he made was when he was a younger boy meant. So this guy's been watching fucking Alfred, and where he in turn finally gets some answers as well. It's really great to see him to see some rich background serious shit on Alfred, and him being told by this guy Briar, there needs to be a Dark Knight, and he takes him to a place where it's like, I need to show you something, but only if you're up for this particular mission. I forgot Jordy Belair does the inks too on a few of these.
Oh, okay, cool.
Jordy Belair is fucking dope. His colors, dude. And it's really dope, again, the Dark Knight. So Alfred's being told, like, there needs to be a Dark Knight. And Alfred's like, so what does the upside down crown mean? He goes, there has to be somebody to fight for the people. And Alfred looks at it like, it's a crown of thorns. It's really cool to play on words, but technically, the Dark Knight is the crown upside down. And yeah, you're going to get shit from everyone because you're a vigilante.
Right.
But you're doing all the right things.
That's pretty dope.
But you're a bastard because everyone hates you. It's just the similarities were fucking dope, dude. Okay, so it's essentially what Batman is anyways, dude. The outsider in the league with the kingdom, Gotham. So from now we get Alfred's point of view, him getting offered this spot. And he's like, Alfred's like, I don't want to take this job. Like, you say, I'm going to be the outcast. I can't be that fucking guy. And then Briar promises, he says, I'll promise to protect you. I'm your first and last ally. Then it jumps into current time net right now with Alfred's inner monologue going off once again, talking about scars as he's patching up Bruce after this explosion off of the boat. It's really cool because he's like, as a parent, you know your child scars in a way no one else does. Each scar feels like a failure, a mark. And yet there is no pride in these scars too. And there is pride in these scars too. He survived. Which is a great way to look at life.
Like, yeah.
You have scars, but fuck it. I survived the situation. And some scars, you know, last longer than others. Anyways, but now as Bruce comes through, he wants to get back to work. Like, Alfred, I got the Genesis engine. I was able to get it off of the villain. But now I need to know where homeboy is going. I'm going after him. This gets really dope, dude. We rarely see Alfred get pissed. But he gets pissed off and yells at Bruce. And telling him, you were fucking done with this fucking mission. And Batman's like, beat up. And he's like, did you just fucking yell at me, bitch?
Bitch slap him?
And no, but he's like, and the way it's Batman Bruce being Bruce. He's like, dude. He's like, the goal, this is my, just the interaction they have. Because they're chewing each other up. Like, he's like, Bruce, this is my fucking mission.
Right.
Like, I know who's after you. I know who's setting this up. He's like, it's not just the Genesis engine. There's something called, the Genesis Protocol or something like that. Where it's these people that offered Alfred the job. He's like, I helped build this thing. He's like, I was bred to be this. Essentially, the guy who hired me made me into a Batman of sorts. So he was my Alfred. Like, I was there for you, this guy was there for me. We helped create this suit, and I was that guy out in the field doing the Dark Knight work. Before you, it was even a thought for you. So technically, I feel guilty because I think I helped mold you become what you are, too. Technically, he did, though, because he helped. He was there for him every step of the way. So it's really cool just to see. I loved it. It's really dope. The art's great. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to read about it. But Scott Snyder is going to be off of this in two more issues, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a dope fucking
story. Is it, I think, is someone else going to continue the All-Star Batman?
I do not know. I want to say there's going to be more, like, it might be one of those comics where it's like new artists and teams every so often.
Okay.
For an arc or so.
Sounds great, dude. I'm gonna wait until it's done and probably fuck with the whole thing.
Yeah, and definitely do that, dude. Okay, so that's all I got. Books of my week for sure. I'm reading Secret Empire. I'm hating that.
Oh god, don't even waste your fucking time.
Because we need to talk about it.
No, I'm not gonna read it.
Okay, I'll fill you in. It's bad. It's a lot of bad, dude.
So right now, so much to
DC,
it.
DC, Image, and Valiant, we've praised the most, and those are fucking top notch.
Yeah.
Publishing companies, but okay, man. Where can our listeners find you? You can
find me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain. You guys can find me. You guys can find at the CS Bell on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find me at, I believe, at SimpleMan80 on Snapchat.
And is that accurate, Simple Man?
I at @simple_man80 or at @simpleman_80.
Don't know. One of those two.
That's why I go Simple Man, dude. I'm so simple. I don't need a lot to survive. Like, I don't need to wear flashy things. I don't buy flashy things. I don't buy a lot of stupid shit. Like, I don't. So give me simple, dude. Give me a beer and a movie at home. And
cool.
Give me a simple dinner. Let me cook dinner, or you cook dinner for me. The simpler, the better for me, dude. So fuck yeah. I'm the most simple guy anyone's going to meet, dude. No bullshit. Just fucking simple, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
All right. So you guys can find me there. I'm very, very curious, though, now after my... Oh, okay. Let me finish wrapping it up with this story, dude. So Snapchatting. This weekend, I was Snapchatting the whole fucking party.
Okay.
And I was like this, Snapchatting the whole night. I was bartender by this point, so I have my hands up and just recording. And I don't know how many videos I recorded, but there was one particular video where I got a lot of people hitting me up. Dude, did that girl just fucking smack a dude? Dude, did fucking chick just fucking clock fucking homeboy?
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't know. And I had to scroll through my videos and find the right one. So apparently it was the band. They got done with their set, and I was talking to them, but I was... trying to talk about, okay, I love this fucking song the DJ is playing right now.
Right, right.
But as I'm recording this, somebody got clocked by his lady.
Oh.
It was hilarious. It was funny. It's
fucked up.
I totally forgot about that earlier, but it was just great that everyone catches my snaps, and I'm really curious, like, okay, this guy goes to house parties, he goes to concerts, he talks about comics, he posts up on Snapchat odd fucking movies, like, what do people think of me? Like, he records every Monday.
He's a very simple man.
He Snapchats fucking Monday nights recording. And look at my recording studio. How simple is this?
It's beautiful.
Two mics and a fucking monitor, dude. That's all I fucking need. Do we really need a fucking sound booth?
No, we don't.
I mean, mine's the dog fucking right now.
But yeah, it's like you should start screaming.
All right, guys, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Share the podcast more than anything. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
All righty. Peace out.